Jason Cans, good morning.
Good morning.
There you go. Gobble, gobble to you.
Gobble, gobble to you. You had mentioned just as we were coming out of the air that we were coming out of that song.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm curious what the context is there. That makes a little more sense that it would be on a Christmas or holiday album.
So. Matthew is very, very creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, gobble, gobble. I mean, he did. We saw him multiple times. He's been here in Chippewa here a couple of different times. He's for One Fest a couple of years ago. At Life Fest, I think it was kind of a rainy day, and he came up with the song Soggy Bottom Christians. And so, you know, he's creative.
Yeah. Indeed. One of the worship leaders at a church we went to when we lived in Iowa played keyboards for Matthew West for a while.
Right.
And I remember going to a concert. This was after we had left that church, and I was at a Matthew West concert, and I saw Zach playing, and I was like, that's really interesting. And so we visited a little bit after that. And it sometimes I forget that real people play these things. Are the musicians we listen to. So
you're almost steering me to want to throw out Brush with Fame. And because, you know, from time to time, it's fun to do that and hear people's stories along those lines. So,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I often love that question when, you know, whether it's a relationship we've had or even someone we've bumped into. I think the one I've mentioned in the past is seeing Stephon Marbury in the airport, who was a basketball player, and just being a little bit starstruck by that. So,
how about you used to go to church with Aaron Campman, speaking of Iowa?
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know, I think that
former Packer defensive lineman.
Yeah. I mean, that's the classic story there is that he would carry around my daughter Grace when she was little, and she knew him as someone from church and not as a football player. And so kind of a neat story.
Yeah, fun story for sure. Yeah, and so he was a good player back in the day. All right, well, love letter, would you believe, 64, Jason. We'll finish on Tuesday.
Wow.
Love letter 64, again, I don't know. We've done this. We talked about it before, but we just kind of determined that we're going to do it. And so love letter 64 is 3rd John. Not a lot of people talk about 3rd John. But
there's not a lot there.
But Larry says, release love before you judge sin in another. Boy, that's just a great message. It's so good, I'm going to repeat it. Release love before you judge sin in another. And in the epilogue, the story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs, imagining God himself, how he would sum up each book like 3rd John. Larry imagined it this way. It was that energy that kept him, Jesus, loving in a world of people who didn't. Things haven't changed. When you see something in another that's worthy of criticism, before you respond to that person's faults, check out your own life. Is divine love energizing your attitude and the words you want to say?
I love that last line. Is divine love energizing the words you want to say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been noticing this happening quite a bit, but the things I've been journaling about seem to connect with what we talk about here, and that idea is something I really want to live out, but I find it difficult a lot of times because I'm prone to self-centeredness and kind of pulling back in and not being energized by that love.
Well, Larry was kind of embodies continually giving that message of look inward and look deeper, right?
Right, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, I commend you. I think it's encouraging for everybody. I find it encouraging when you're sharing. You're on with us at 5:45 in the morning, and you're talking about, you know, when I was journaling. And I'm like, so I'm curious because too often for me, I let my stomach lead. And I'm like, well, we're going to get breakfast first and then get to these other items. So where does breakfast fit in for you?
I usually do breakfast about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So I have coffee before then, but I don't eat until after we're off the radio. And I'm kind of getting going for the day.
Good enough. All right. Let's close it out. Head into the weekend with Mark chapter 2, verses 18 through 20.
Yeah, it says, once when John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, some people came to Jesus and asked, why don't your disciples fast like John's disciples and the Pharisees do? Jesus replied, do wedding guests fast while they're celebrating with the groom? Of course not. They can't fast while the groom is with them. But someday the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast.
And from your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you say about those verses, the people often question my son's actions. Just imagine that. Huh? They asked him why the religious leaders and John's followers fasted, but Jesus and his disciples did not. They wanted to know why my son was neglecting tried and true spiritual disciplines. Jesus let them know that people should celebrate when there's a reason to do so. His presence is always a cause for celebration. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I like that idea. I think spiritual disciplines can be good and beneficial, and one of those spiritual disciplines may be celebrating relationship and love with other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In fact, I think the favorite spiritual discipline, I can always remember it, from John Ortberg's The Life You Always Wanted, and he talks about sleep can be a spiritual discipline if, as a result of it, you love better. And my wife was like, I love that.
Such a good one.
We'll see you at breakfast tomorrow.
Sounds
there
good.
We go. Our good buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Get his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, and follow along with us here on WWIB. Well, we've talked about it before. Imagine we'll say it again. We're words people, words guys. When the word's business. And so, did you know, Caleb, that a new word is added every 98 minutes?
I did not know that. This is news to me.
Yeah, a new word is added to the English language every 98 minutes, according to the Global Language Monitor. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Well, and here's the thing to the English language. So for all of the poor folks who are saying, oh, I want to learn English as a second language, it's like, no, it's constantly evolving because we keep adding new words to it. And already, I cannot imagine how difficult a language it is to learn if you're not a native speaker. It's hard.
Yeah, and yet we're really fortunate how many places around the world, right, that they work at it. According to the Global Language Monitor, henceforth referred to as GLM, their best estimate, there are just under 1.1 million words, to your point, a lot to learn.
I'm curious if these words that are added are actual or if they're just slang terms.
Yeah.
You know, I saw this teacher video on, I don't know, TikTok or Instagram the other day, and he was making pizza in his classroom, and some of his students showed up, and so he offered them some, and he said, yeah, they said it was gas. He said, I'm not sure what that means, but I think it means they liked it.
So yeah, right. I know.
Maybe we just repurpose words as well.
I mean, even when I use the word cool, like on a responding to something, I'm like, am I sounding really old there? Probably.
I suppose.
The Global Language Monitor, however, they say it's a bit looser with its acceptance of new words than most dictionaries. For example, unabridged dictionaries include about 600,000 words compared to the million plus tracked by the GLM.
Well, there you go. And it's time to get you caught up on all the things that you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture in the past week. We know you like to stay informed, but we know you're busy and short on time, so we give it to you in condensed form. As always, we call it Headlines, and here we go.
Powerball jackpot is now $1.2 billion.
That's crazy. So in golf, apparently if you get a hole-in-one, you're supposed to buy a beverage for everyone in the clubhouse. If you win $1.2 billion, you should have to buy everyone in your city a tank of gas. Might use most of it up. Lego just dropped plans to make their bricks from recycled plastic bottles.
It's better to stick to what they know best. That is recycling pain every time you step on one.
Oh, goodness.
A study found 2 of every 10 teens have some hearing loss and don't know it.
And it's nearly impossible to tell which teens are losing their hearing and which ones are just ignoring everyone.
Exactly.
Another study found that male mice, given the human equivalent of 3 extra soft drinks per day, while appearing to be healthy, were actually less capable of fighting to defend their territory.
Well, it's hard to fight when every 2 minutes you're running to the restroom.
Makes sense.
A study, what would we be without studies? A study found that alligators living on Florida golf courses have very different dietary patterns.
Yeah, one day it's the plaid pattern for the retiree, the next it's the check pattern on the banker.
Yeah.
Research shows that dolphins cooperate with each other to solve problems.
I can't even get my family to agree on a pizza topping.
Indeed.
And finally, this Friday morning, a study found that in homes where dishes are washed by hand, children were 40% less likely to develop allergies.
Making you kids wash dishes is just our little way of telling you how much we love you. Now, don't forget the roasting pan.
It's for your own good.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Celebrating 50 years here, WWIB, it is October Connect Month. Of course, we had Partner Pledge Day earlier this week, and right now we bring you the best of the week.
Morning, Mark. This is Joel. Just calling to give my pledge of 3.70. Been a listener since you started. Love the station. I'm completely blessed by it daily. You people all do just a great job and bless the listeners so greatly that we just thank you. And the new younger people that are coming on are certainly a blessing too. And of course, Dawson does an awesome job in his afternoon program.
The number today is 78. That's the percentage of women who wish their guy got pedicures. Why?
Good morning, WWIB. This is Doug from Sand Creek, and I would like to pledge $103.70. You have blessed me all these many years, and you're the only station I ever really listened to. So thank you, bless you, and I hope you meet your goal. Thank you.
As I think about it, I think back to when I was younger, going on a tour of the station up at Cornell at the time, and, you know, that I've listened to WIB off and on over the years, but over the last probably 20, 30 years, I've listened to WIB quite frequently. I remember I used to listen to work that even though I worked at the sawmill, I had set up a headset and my earmuffs on my hard hat, and I would carry a small radio and listen back in the day when you would do your program front page and stuff, and I continue to listen. I love in the morning when you and Jason do the best 5 minutes of the day. Also love that you and Caleb, your banter back and forth most of the time and the different things that you do. I listen most mornings. In the morning, I'll get breakfast and I work out for a couple hours, and I have the WWIB on as I work out and just listen to you guys back and forth until 9, and then I'll listen to Focus on the Family in the morning, and it's just so encouraging for me to be able to have the station and stuff to listen to. Hey, I'm going to give two partner pledges this morning, and you guys have a great day. Love your station. Happy 50th anniversary.
More than 400,000 of us do what? Tell me what it is.
This is Dave from Mondovi.
Hey, Dave.
And hi. And I'm guessing that it goes something like this. That many Americans can divide 400,000 by 300 million population in America and discover that that number is 0.0013, something like that.
Mm.
That's not very many people.
Mm.
So my guess is that they can do that math.
Okay.
400,000 Americans can do that math. I think you may be overestimating it. But thanks, Dave. That's not the correct answer. All right. But Dave, what do you do for a living? What do you do?
Me? I'm a retired teacher. I work for the post office right now.
Okay. Well, you sound like you're pretty good at math.
You're a retired teacher.
No, I was definitely not a math teacher. Anybody that knows me would laugh at that.
Okay. All right.
Susan from Cadet.
Hi.
What do you think?
Is it work two jobs?
Is that the correct answer?
It's indeed. Yes, Susan from Cadet, you are the winner. 400,000 Americans do this, Alvo.
Yeah, 400,000 Americans work two full-time jobs.
Well, I absolutely pledge 103.7 for the month of October, and always, I love your station. I've been listening to it for over 20 years, and it just, your messages and inspirational words in the morning and music, it just feed my soul. They lift my spirits, and no matter what I'm going through, I can always find something through your broadcast that just like, whoa, wait, this is God talking to me. This is what he's telling me. He's telling me to cheer up. He's got me. God has got me no matter what. And God has got every one of us. And I just thank you for always being there to remind us of all the ways that God has got us. And I love you guys and have a great day. God bless.
Sherry and Whitehall closing out the best of the week.
Again, Partner Pledge Day, thank you so much for all those standing with WIB Incorporated. You can always give a gift if you'd like to, WWIB.com, or stop in and see us, send it through the mail.